Building a Strong Marriage. Words from Jesus.
It's a spiritual law that when your priorities are right, that is, when you're putting your relationship with me first, above all other people and things, everything else falls into place. It's the number one requirement in your marriage, because all the other efforts you might make at improving your marriage will come to naught if you don't have things sorted out in your heart and in your priorities. This also means putting me first as husband and wife, acknowledging me and spending time seeking me and growing spiritually together. Another important quality for a strong marriage is putting your spouse first before yourself. Selfishness is one of the leading causes of marriage problems. You also need a willingness to address problems. To build a strong marriage, you have to learn to face the problems head-on and take active steps to unite and overcome them, which requires a willingness to communicate. You also need to cultivate forgiveness. Just as I taught you to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Forgiveness is a key to a happy, secure marriage. Never let the sun go down on your anger. Make a point to apologize for any hurtful words or actions you may have directed at your spouse that day. It's also important to show consideration for your significant other. Try to put yourself in your husband or wife's shoes before you say or do something that might hurt them. Since marriage is the most intimate relationship you can have with another human being, as you share your life, your thoughts, your bed, your children, it can be easy to get familiar with each other, which will eventually be manifested in your words and actions. Respect your spouse's feelings, opinions, and decisions. Show them respect by not interrupting when they're speaking. Express your admiration for your partner. Remind yourself of all the qualities in your spouse that you were drawn to, and grow your appreciation of the wonderful person you have the privilege of sharing your life with. Sincere admiration for a person does wonders for their whole attitude and mindset. To know that there is someone who overlooks your many faults and still loves you, and sees your good qualities, gives you hope and the incentive to be a better person, worthy of the love and admiration you so appreciate. Cultivate a sense of humor in your marriage. Your lives are so busy, and with the little emergencies and the little frustrations and tensions that arise in the course of a day, you can save the day by trying to see the funny side of a difficult situation. When you get in each other's hair, do the humble thing and laugh at your own silly mistakes and idiosyncrasies. Lighten up on yourself and your spouse, and you will find that the little annoyances and inconveniences of daily life that loomed so large will shrink as you remind yourself of what's important in life and laugh at what's not. Exercise optimism. Develop a habit of being optimistic when you talk together. You have to be realistic and honest when discussing problems and making decisions. But remember that I am bigger than all your problems and challenges. As you bring every problem to me, I will guide you to my solutions. Thank you. highest priority. The difference between how man judges and how I judge is summarized in the simple verse. Man looks on the outward appearance, but I look on the heart. The reason so many people have expectations about their marriage that differ from my plans and ways is that they are looking on the outward appearance, the temporal moment, whereas I am looking at the heart and the long-term goal, the complete picture. You could define the ideal marriage one way in your mind, but I may look at it very differently. The crux of the matter is this. To be in my will is the ideal for you. Throughout life, you will be faced with opportunities that I know will bring growth and fulfillment, as well as lessons learned and rewards for eternity. But because an opportunity is not what you had in mind, you might be tempted to push it away. Often what I want to give you requires some sacrifice, some forsaking of your own plans or ideas, and this can be hard. You might be tempted to walk away and not even try. When you do so, you can miss an opportunity that I have set up for you, simply because it did not resemble your ideal plans. This is a lesson for my children, as they learn to understand my ways and my workings, which often involve taking the way of love and sacrifice. This is not to say that my plans for you bring sadness, as I have promised you that my joy and peace will remain in you. But my plans for you often require a forsaking and giving of yourself, and dying to your own ideas or plans, so that mine can become a reality in your life. Many people have certain plans about their spouse, or the number of children they would like to have, or what their marriage will be like. Often those plans are different from my plan for them. But if they can learn to yield to me, they will experience the fruit of trusting me with their lives and marriages. In your search for happiness in your marriage, seek me first and foremost. When you seek me above all, then you can trust that I am at work in everything around you. You can find true contentment no matter what your circumstances or situation. The most important prerequisite for a strong marriage is to be in my will, for then everything else will fall into place. As you love me above all, and you love your husband or wife as yourself, you are fulfilling the greatest commandments and requirements for your marriage. Other things will come and go. Looks fade. Expectations may change. And even your personality and your spouse's personality might change with time. But I never change. And if I am the foundation stone, then you will be secure and fruitful in your life, in your marriage, and in your relationship with me. Differences between men and women. Male and female, I created each gender to be different and unique, so that they could complement, balance, and be a strength to the other. One of the keys to love is understanding that I made men and women the way they are, and accepting and celebrating the differences. Gender differences help you stretch in the area of tolerance and putting yourself in someone else's shoes. It is sometimes easier to understand the actions of those of your own sex, but to understand the opposite sex takes humility, love, and a desire to relate. When it comes to marriage, it is important to grasp gender differences, and not just hope that you can make do without attempting to work with those differences in some way. It is helpful to keep in mind that neither gender is wrong for being the way it is. The differences are meant to produce balance. That is why it's important that men and women work together in life, so that they can balance each other out, and, as a result, make wise, level-headed, loving decisions. If either side is too predominant, the results can be off balance and not well-rounded. It helps to remember that I made each person a unique individual. No two people are alike. And while there are general similarities in both genders, understanding that there are inherent differences between genders can help you to be more understanding and to tailor your expectations of members of the opposite sex, in particular with your spouse. It takes love and a sincere desire to understand and accommodate your spouse if you hope to bridge the gender divide.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.